morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Left Off the Turnpike on www.njrevolutionradio.com. Been a busy couple days, but it's a good morning. I'm on the turnpike. I'm headed south into Trenton to go to work today. Traffic's not bad, and I didn't spill my coffee this morning, so I got to drink a whole cup before I left the house. Drop one of my kids off at band practice, because in order to participate in the arts, you gotta wake your kid up at 6:30 in the morning. I'm not gonna get into that today. I got arrested yesterday at the Poor People's Campaign. And it was an interesting experience. It's one I wanted to do for a long time. Just because a lot of people that I admire, a lot of people that I look up to, have taken an arrest on purpose to bring attention to a cause. And I will admit, you know, I found a good cause to do it for. The Poor People's Campaign is an awesome attempt at building a little more awareness about the negative effects of capitalism. There is that theme to it. There are also Democratic Party operatives in it, but I think the core here in New Jersey really is genuinely from the activist community. There's grassroots activists trying to help people who are oppressed in this society put something together, and I know that the people I'll be working with are going to continue on that work. But there's always, somebody in there that's going to tell you that voting for, this Democrat or that Democrat is going to solve all our problems. You know, if you're one of those people, don't talk to me, all right? I don't want to hear your nonsense. We're there to work on issues that affect poor people, right, with poor people leading it. And so, I hope that, by me using my privilege here and taking this arrest, it draws attention to that cause and to those people doing that work that's so important. There's a lot of people to thank behind, these arrests, because you get trained a little bit, you learn how to do things right, okay? And I don't want to name names here on a podcast, because I know who else is listening. So I'm just going to be careful about what I say with respect to people that put themselves at risk to draw attention to these causes. From a personal aspect, I'll admit there was a little bit of self-fulfillment, a little bit of like, this was on my bucket list. I wanted to get it. I wanted to do that. I wanted to make that sacrifice. And it was nice to see the social media shares out there from, the Poor People's Campaign and all my comrades out there. And I just ask that, when you do that stuff, to try to make sure that we're drawing attention to the people who need to be empowered in this society. I'm a white guy of middle class upbringing. I've got a lot of privileges. Me taking an arrest is far less risky than somebody else, per se. And not everybody can do it. People who are here undocumented, I don't think they should be putting themselves at risk. That's not my choice. It would be their choice if they were to go get arrested. I would support them. But, they would carry a significant amount of risk as compared to me. So it's something that I could do that not everybody can do. And that I feel good about it. And it would be nice to see a lot more than just 7 or 8 people at these events, because, those kinds of actions hold more weight with more people involved. So, this arrest, and as far as like real sacrifice on my part, I just don't feel that it was a really big sacrifice, but it's something that does get attention drawn to it, so that's why I did it. And it worked. And I hope it works for the long term, not just for the short term. I hope people that are watching this start to question our current system and start to think about how they can start to educate themselves and contribute to, this counterculture, this social revolution that we're trying to start. thoughts for this morning. I got work today, where I get to go serve the working class. And I'm excited about that, because it's nice in Trenton. It's beautiful weather. I run meetings. I walk from meeting to meeting, so I get to experience some outdoors and get some fresh air down there in Trenton. So I'm looking forward to getting down there and having a day of work and then coming home to my family. I'm going to try and take a bit of a downtime day after a crazy few days in the world of, you know, New Jersey Revolution Radio and politics and all that. So if you can, check out the website. We've got some great interviews up there. There is a story about how this country sent women to internment camps. It's crazy, but it's true. You know, truth is stranger than fiction. When I first heard about that and I questioned Heather, I said, this sounds like some conspiracy theory shit. And she said, no, it's the real deal. This guy studied this, he's written books. Check it out. We're also following the other stories that are going on. Randy Alston, those that want to support her at the school board meeting coming up. That information is up on the Facebook page. There's a Facebook event. Share it around in South Jersey particularly. Let's get some people out to support this fight against white supremacy and support Randy Alston in whatever she wants to do. You know, for that school board meeting, we're behind her 100%. And check out the other stuff going on. www.njrevolutionradio.com. You can also make a contribution so we can pay the bills and continue to serve you and the activist community as a whole. Take care, everybody.